It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Flyer Gymnasium, where our Indians are taking on the Marion Local Flyers. And it's going to be a pretty good barn burner, I'm thinking. I didn't see what the scores were in the freshman match. I believe that Marion Local won that. On the JV match, Marion Local won the first set 25-19. Indians were down, I think, 21-18 in the third set, and came back, battled back, were ahead off and on. They went back and forth from about 23 on. Indians were ahead 26-25, and then Marion Local got three straight points and ended up winning the second set 28-26. And I'm thinking that's kind of how this varsity match is going to go. What do you think, Brody?
It should be a fun game, I think. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of action. These two teams are, you know, they're both battling. I believe we're both undefeated. Yep. We're three wins, no losses, and I believe they are the same. If they have losses, they're against great teams, and it'll be interesting to see how each of these teams fares as the season goes on. This is very early, the first MAC game, and it's going to be a big one. So there's going to be all kinds of big games, and we'll see how it all starts washing out. Coldwater obviously is going to be very, very strong. New Knoxville seems to have come back, and they cleaned up on St. Mary's last night pretty well. We beat St. Mary's in three or four sets, and St. Mary's got some points on us. They didn't do very well against New Knoxville last night. St. Henry's probably going to be really good. There aren't going to be any weak sisters in the MAC. They're just not going to be, because, you know, like we've seen many times over the years, even if a team doesn't have a good record, once they're not playing the MAC teams, they usually have a 80% or more winning record.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting the tournaments and away from MACs if they can, then they do well. So this is going to be a good, strong team and a good, strong season, and I think we're going to do very well. I like what we've seen so far, but we've had some really long service runs when we needed them in a couple of places, and we'll need to do a bunch of that tonight, because that was a big, big deal on the momentum. If you can just keep if you get the serve and don't let it go, man, you have the driver's seat. Let's talk about some things coming up. Tomorrow night we are going to be playing football at Urbana. The Indians against the Hill Climbers, and Fort Recovery Radio will have that one for you as always. And I believe Bob and Dave and Harold, some combination of them, will be there for us to call that game. And then Saturday, it'll be volleyball at Arcanum. That'll be a 10 a.m. JV start, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available for that. Next week, Tuesday, volleyball hosts Jay County, and of course with Jay County we'll be simulcasting WPGW, but here's something you want to make note of. It is a 6 p.m. start instead of 5:30, and even though it's our home game, we are going by the Indiana time, so it'll be a 6 o'clock start for the JV, so it'll be a half hour later than normal. So if you come in thinking the JV contest should be over and it's just kind of getting going, that's what's going on. Also, their audio will be heard on the NFHS video, and it will be student appreciation night. There'll be all kinds of fun and games and prizes and all kinds of stuff going on for that. That's Tuesday. Then Thursday, the girls will host Parkway. And that also will be a WPGW simulcast, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. Friday, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be hosting Coldwater. That'll be Little Indian Cheer Night, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video, pregame show at 6:40. And there's a lot of things in the works. Don't have details. The details aren't all ironed out yet, but there's a lot of things in the works for that night, dealing with the Kale winning situation and a lot of other things. I think it's going to be one that you'll want to be at that game, and I think there's going to be some post-game stuff going on, so you'll want to be around for that. Then a week from Saturday, we'll be playing volleyball at Tri-Village. That'll be a 10 a.m. JV start, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Sometimes we have a little trouble with a connection there, so we may end up simulcasting somebody else, or we'll come up with something, but we'll get the game on the air, whether it's us or somebody. We'll make it work. So that's the stuff that's coming up. I think they're getting ready for introductions and the national anthem, so let's take a little break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll go over things with you and get this match underway.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Miracle Lanes will be closed on Labor Day.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Marion Local, where our Indians are taking on the Flyers, and the introduction's going here. JV contest. Marion Local won that in two sets, but it was two pretty tough sets, 25-19 and 28-26. So looks like the introductions are done. National Anthem is done. They're clapping hands under the net. It'll be underway in just a brief moment or two. So see how the Indians do against some really tough competition. We've played, I think, some pretty good teams. Rushi, St. Mary's, National Trail. But the MAC is a whole different animal, isn't it, yeah. Brody?
Yeah, it's tough. Every single team that you play is going to be a challenge. And
yep.
This is going to be a really good first test for us, I think.
Yep. I think it's going to be a really good test. And we'll probably see some holes that we have and some positives that we have. And I think everything's going to come out pretty well for the Indians. But we'll see. I do like our chances, but... You never know, because it is, like we mentioned a little bit ago, such a game of momentum. You just don't know. I did hear down there that Indians won the coin toss. We'll be serving first, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. She'll get it to the back row. They're bumping it up to the front. Bump it across. Our back row gets a nice set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She puts it down. No, that isn't Kennedy. That was Bryn Willman. Another blonde girl,
yeah.
Tall blonde.
Yeah.
And Indians quick lead 1-0. And Kayla will go back and serve again. Let's see if she can start this off with a big, big service run and get all the momentum on our side. That one's played in the back row to the front row. They tried to tip it across and did not get it far enough. Hits their side of the net. Indians lead 2-0. And part of that is, you know, Kayla's serve is a hard one to play, and they're scrambling when they should be getting stuff set. They get it back over to the Indians here, and it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp that time.
That was Kennedy, yeah.
With a nice smash down there, and it's 3-0 Indians, and we are off to a very good start. Kayla Heitkamp giving us a really good beginning here, and another great serve by her. They're playing it, a good smash. We play it out of the back row, setting it for our left side. They tip it back over. We're setting it for Cameron Mullenkamp again. They're struggling a little bit. They're going to get it rolled across. We bump it up. Kenna gets it, and that was Cameron Mullenkamp mishit it, and the Flyers are on the board now, and they will go back to serve. It will be number 13, Maya Eckstein, serving for them. Indians lead 3-1 very early in set one. We're bumping it up to the front row. Kennedy tips it across. They barely get to it. They get a smash off of our block and down on our side, 3-2. And Eckstein will go back to serve again. Indians 3, Flyers 2, first set. That's played in the back row. Nice dig. And setting up for Cameron Mullenkamp on the right side. She puts it cross court just in bounds. And the Indians lead 4-2. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve for the Indians. 4-2 Indians. Cameron serving. And we're just underway here. They get it bumped up to the front row. Setting for their right side. We play it out of the back row. We tip it across, but they get it right back to us. And down on our side, it is 4-3. Indians still in the lead. Yes. And it looks like it'll be Natalie Evers going back to serve. Cameron plays it out of the back, and we were struggling with that one. Kayla got to it, but she hit it straight up in the air, and she was down on the ground, and nobody, without standing on her back, nobody could get to the ball. So
bounced right off her head.
Yes, it did. We're tied at 4, played out of the back row, bumps across. That was Holman, and Flyers with a nice smash down right in front of Cameron Mullenkamp, and they now lead 5-4. And it'll be number 20 again, Natalie Evers, back to serve. Nice play, dig out of the back row. Set up for the Indians. We get it across. They battle and get it back to us. We get it back across to them. We block their smash, and they can't handle it. They hit it sideways, and we're tied at 5. And it will be Kenna Deuce going back to serve for our Lady Indians. 5-5 here early in the first set. Let's try to get some momentum rolling here. We got it started. And they came back a little bit. It's our turn to take it back. They hit it back to us. We block it over to them. They're going to play it from out of bounds. Dump it across, and that's 4 hits.
Yep.
And Indians with the point, 6-5. Good play by the Indians. And, you know, some of those serves from both teams are really tough to play, and that gets the other team scrambling. So that one, knuckleball served by Kenna. And they play it. We block it. And down on their side, Indians now with a 2-point lead, 7-5. And Kenna will go back to serve again. We're here in the first set. They're fighting, and just Indians just kept going the wrong way. Carly Niekamp was the last one to touch it, but she was barely able to touch it and went the wrong way. So we'll get to 7-6 now, and Flyers are serving. Holman to Heitkamp. Holman with a smash and blocked back on our side, tied at 7. It's going to be Grace Moeller, 5'8 junior, serving again for the Flyers. Dues to Heitkamp, and Holman, or Carly Niekamp, tips it over. They play it, and they get it back in our far corner, and down for a point for them, and the Flyers lead 8-7. It'll be Grace Moeller back to serve again. It's played by Holman, Heitkamp. Mullenkamp with a shot across. They're going to play it. It's blocked off our blockers and back behind them. And down our back row could not get to it. And it is 9-7. Indians down 2 now. And Moeller will go back to serve again. That is played by Dues, Heitkamp. And a big smash played in the back row by the Flyers. They roll shot it across, and it goes long out of bounds, and it's 9-8. Indians down a point. Looks like Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve.
Good hit from Bridget there. Just killed it.
What's that? Sorry?
Bridget just killed that ball.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah.
She did. They did get their hands on it, yeah, but they didn't play it very well. Serve played by the Flyers. We're getting it back to the Flyers in the back row. They're playing for the right side. Tipped at the front row. Cameron gets it. Carly with a big smash blocked back to her. She tried to put it back across, and it hit the top of the net and came back down on our side. Flyers 10, Indians 8. And it will be Ava Unrest, the libero, going back to serve for the Lady Flyers. Just gets it across the net, and Kayla Heitkamp tried to bump it across on the set, and it did not go. Flyers with another point, 11-8. Indians need to get this, got to break the serve here. And that one's played in the back row. Heitkamp sets up Kennedy Mullenkamp. And looks like I thought maybe they hit it, but they said that we didn't get it across the net, hit it the fourth time. So it is 12-8, and the Indians are going to take a timeout. Brody, what do you think? Are you seeing anything where we're not doing things right? It seems like we're doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any like mistakes where we're going the wrong way. Just both teams are hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
And the momentum, you know, we started off with, I think, the first three or four points. And then it was tied at five, I believe, and back and forth. I believe it was tied at seven and maybe at eight. I think it was tied at seven. Then we got they got up nine to I think they were up eight to eight, and then we got to eight, and they got to 12. So, yep. So we have to get ourselves back again. You know, I don't believe they pulled an ace on us yet.
No.
So we're playing the serves. But both teams, the serves are brutal. They're really good, strong serves. And just barely clearing the net, and they're tough to play, and each team has had a little bit of trouble with it. So Kenna Deuce plays it out of the back. Carly bumps it across. The Flyers are setting it up for their left side. Played out of the back row by Cameron, and then over to Kennedy. She's going to get it over to the Flyer side. They hit it behind the up official. And it is 12-9, and it looks like that's going to be Bridget Homan back to serve for the Lady Indians. 12-9, Indians are down. Tough serve just played by the Flyers, and a big, powerful hit by their left side, but it goes about a foot long out of bounds, so it's 12-10, and Bridget with a service point, and she'll serve again. That one is just does not clear the net. So it is 13-10. That's what they call high risk, high reward. When that gets across, it is tough to play, but you also run the risk of it going into the net like that. So Flyers get the serve across, and Homan digs it, but it went shooting straight under the net. 14-10 Flyers. And it looks like it'll be, I can't see who's serving for him.
20, I don't know.
Okay. So it'll be Indians playing it. Kennedy gets it across. They pop it across on the second hit. Cameron with a big hit, blocked by the Lady Flyers, and down on our side. And it'll be Chloe Ronnebaum going back to serve for the Lady Flyers again. 15-10 now, the lead at 5 for the Flyers. We've got to break this serve. There's Kenna out of the back row. And Carly with a big hit from the right side down on the Flyers' side. Well inbounds, 15-11. And it looks like Carly's going to go back and serve for our Lady Indians. Needing to run here, Carly.
Yes, we do.
15-11 Flyers. Carly with a good serve. They play it out of the back row, and we block it at the net on the big hit. They're going to play it again. Play it out of the back row, that was Brent. Then they're popping it back across, and did it stay inbounds?
No.
Nope. The up official went right at his feet, said it went just out of bounds. So it's 15-12, and Carly will serve again. There were some pretty big hits that I... it was a little faster than I could talk. so there was more action than I was able to say. So it's played out of the back row for the Flyers. They're bumping it up toward the right side. The right hitter puts it into their net. So it's 15-13. Carly with a couple of service points now. 15-13. Indians only down two. Carly Niekamp with a couple of service points in a row. That one goes just wide out of bounds. So it'll be 16-13. And looks like that might be Brooke Evers going back, if that's number 9. And Homan plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. And she puts it down off the block on their side. 16-14 Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again for the Indians. She started off the set with 3 points, I believe, or maybe four. If she gets us three here, we'll be in the lead. 16-14, Indians down two. Played in the back row, bumped to the front. They're setting it for the left side. They pop it across. Indians with a great save. Deuce roll shots it across. They're going to go for a big hit. We block it. Back to the Flyers. They're going to play from the left side.
Good save.
Carly with a great save. Deuce with another great save. And the Indians get it back across. Almost completely out of control. And gets it across. And we put it across on the second hit. They put it across on the first. We're going to smash down on their side. Man, what a rally that was.
That was huge.
We had three almost impossible saves that just kept it alive for the next person to struggle to just get to it and keep it alive. And the next person putting it across, we did that two times. Flyers did it at least once.
Yeah.
That was a great volley. Indians down one now. Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve again. That is a tough one, played in the back row. Going to set it up for the center. They hit it long, and we're tied at 16. Kayla Heitkamp doing what she's supposed to do, go back there and get service points. She got three to start the set, and she has two in a row now and serving again. And that knuckleball serve, and it goes sideways on the Flyers, and the Indians now lead 17-16, and that'll be a timeout for the Flyers. And we'll just take a little break with them. Be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the hangar, where the Indians now lead 17-16. We were down 15-10 and have made a nice comeback. We've outscored them 7-1 here. And Kayla Heitkamp has, I believe, three straight now service points. And she's going to come at them again. They're playing out of the back row. Going to have to hit it out of the middle. And Indians are setting it up for the right side. Bryn, they're setting it up for their left side, and it's just right at the line on the inbounds on our side with a nice hit by the Lady Flyers. It's tied at 17, and it looks like maybe number 12, Faith Ronnebaum, back to serve. I can't see for sure. And that's Homan playing it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. That's back row for the Flyers. They're going to bump it across, and Homan could not get it going the right way. She hit it backwards. Flyers lead 18-17. They've scored a couple in a row now. And it is 13, Myra Eckstein. I couldn't tell if it's 13 or 12. Maya Eckstein is the server. And we're setting it up for Bryn. She puts it into our net. So it's 19-17, three straight points for the Flyers. And Maya will, Eckstein will go back to serve again for the Lady Flyers. They lead by two now, 19-17. And we're playing that at the 10-foot line, setting it up. Nice save by the Lady Flyers. They get it across, and it goes down on our side. We could not get to it. So a lot of people say the first team to 20 wins the set 80% of the time. The Flyers are there. We have 17, and we need to break this service. There's dugout. We're going to set it up for Kennedy on the left side. It's tipped back across to the Indians. Flyers playing it out of the back row. Big hit from the front row of the Flyers. We're going to get a big hit. They're going to keep it alive. We're not able to get to one. It seemed like it might have been a miss hit that didn't go as well as it should have. for the Flyers, but it went down on our side. We were able to get a hand on it. Bridget Homan was, but we weren't able to play it. So it is now 21-17. Timeout for the Indians. We have to break their serve, don't we, Brody?
Yeah, we do. It's been tough the whole game because we're getting good hits, but their defense is just really good. They don't make a lot of mistakes.
Nope. And both teams, you know, have struggled with those big hits and those tough serves. And we just need to get the momentum swinging our way again. You know, we were, like I said before, we were down 15-10, and we outscored them 7-1. So we need to have another run like that, and we need to get right back in this. It'll be Maya Eckstein going back to serve again for the Lady Flyers. I think she's had three service points in a row. That is played by Deuce, set up. And tipped across.
Oh.
And they are saying that one of our girls stepped under the net. So the Flyers get that point. It was down on their side. A nice play by our Indians, but they said we stepped on the line under the net. Eckstein serves again. That's into the net. So the Indians get a break there. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Flyers lead 22-18 here in set number one. We need a big run from Cameron, and she's capable of doing that. That one's played by the back row, and it's big hit by Flyers on the right side, the big hitter. That was Grace Moeller. It's down on the Indian side, 23-18. So Flyers are 2 points away from winning set number one. Natalie Evers back to serve for the Flyers. Cameron plays it out of the back row, set up for Bryn, and blocked back on our side, and it's now 23. I was thinking it's 24. Oh, yeah, they gave us a point. I'm not sure what happened there.
It might have gone on their side, maybe.
Yeah, it might have. I'm not sure. So we did get the point, 23-19, and Indians. That one got pounded down on us, 24-19. That was a big hit by Natalie. I think that was Natalie Evers. That was Grace Moeller. Yeah, big hit.
She's not very big, but her head's like above the net.
Yes. So it's set point, and looks like they had getting a double hit called on us. And I was telling Brody one of the JV matches, I think, or maybe early in this one, I hadn't seen a double hit called all year. And we've had a couple here already. So that's into set number one. We'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll be back to start on set number two and get the Indians rallying.
At Moore's Floral and Apparel, we need new gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right. Welcome back to the hangar where the Indians fall in the first set. And I forgot to write it down. It's 25-19, I believe. Does that sound right, Brody? I think.
Yeah.
I think it's 25-19.
Yeah, we didn't hit
it. It was close to that anyway. That's the main thing. And so we, you know, we started off first 3 points. Then they came back a little. We went back and forth. Traded points for a while. They were ahead 15-10. We got ahead 17-16. Outscored them 7-1. And from there, we only scored two more points the rest of the way, and they scored 9. So it's been momentum. It's just big swings, yep. And that's what volleyball is. And we need to get those going in our favor. So it'll be Maya Eckstein going back to serve first for the Lady Flyers. It is played out of the back row by Homan. Heitkamp sets it up for Brynn. And they'll roll shot it over. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp setting it up again for Cameron. And blocked back on our side. They've had a lot of block backs. Probably 6 or 8 of their points in that first set was blocking our hits. So 1-0 Flyers. Eckstein again. Homan plays it. Heitkamp for Cameron, and off the Flyers' back row and into the stands, and we're tied at 1. So that was that Kennedy with the kill?
Cameron.
Cameron, yeah, that's
wrong, sister.
That's who I wanted to say. And it'll be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Indians. Played there in the go. Back row, a little mix up there, and two girls got their hands on it, and it never got more than a 6 inches off the ground. So Heitkamp with a nice start here. Indians lead 2-1. She'll serve again. Another tough serve. Played in the back row, setting it up for the left side. And we play it out of the back row. Brynn with a big hit, blocked again, but we play it. And Cameron will bump it into the back row. And they'll... The setup person was supposed to set it up for the big hitter, and she just popped it over our blockers, and it's 2-2. And it's going to be, looks like, number 20, Natalie Evers, going back to serve for the Lady Flyers. Tied at 2. Set number 2. Off the net, played by Homan, and bumped across. A little confusion there by the Indians, but we did get it played. They hit it hard. We save it out of the back row.
Get up.
And a big hit off Cameron Mullenkamp off of their blockers and down into the bleachers, actually. And the Indians lead 3-2, and Cameron will go back to serve. So she has a couple of kills here already in set number 2. I forgot to keep track in the first set. So it's a big hit by the Flyers, and we block it, and they can't get it back over the net, and it's 4-2 Indians. So our blockers got their big hitter that time, and we need to have that more often.
Yeah.
So Cameron Mullenkamp again, 4-2 Indians. That's a short one played in the front row. And after the second hit, they put it into the net. And Indians lead 5-2. Keep that momentum rolling. Cameron goes back again to serve. Indians with a 3-point lead. Played in the back row. They're going to set it up for the left side, and that's hit very long. And another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp, 6-2 Indians. Momentum's going in our favor, Brody.
Yeah, this is the run that we needed, yeah?
Yes.
Start off.
Need to keep this going. And Cameron with a short serve, and they just barely got it, tried to set it up to the front and set it up for our big hitter that put it right straight down on the floor, right in the middle of the court. 7-2 Indians. Cameron with another service point. And that one was a tough one to play. Knuckleball got her. She tried to hit it in front of her chest and went straight down to the floor, 8-2 Indians. And Cameron with her sixth straight service point here in this set. This is what we needed, that they're getting it played this time, and they're going to play it for the right side, and it is hammered into the net by Grace Moeller, and it is 9-2 Indians. Indians are rolling right now, and Cameron Mullenkamp is giving them fits. They are scrambling to get that serve under control. That's, oh, man, if that could have just got across, that was going to be a knuckleball, and I think that would have, oh, yeah.
Are you right down the right spot?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so she has two, yeah, so she has five service points. Thank you, Brody.
Okay.
I'm putting stuff in the wrong place. So yeah, she has two kills, and so Flyers get it across, and Cameron, or excuse me, Kennedy puts it back down on their side, and it's Indians 10, Flyers 3, and it will be Kennedy's going back to serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a kill. Kennedy's, she's had several times and she's served a bunch of points. We need that again. Big hit from them off of our front row and down on our side. 10-4. And it will be the libero, Ava Unras, going back to serve for the Lady Flyers. Indians lead 10-4. And Deuce plays it out of the back row. We set it up for, looked like Carly. She gets it over. They struggled a little bit and never got it back to the net. So it's 11-4 now. Kenna with a nice service point there. Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll bop it across and gonna roll shot it across. There's something going on here.
Gamble. It said Kennedy stepped on the line.
Oh, she's okay. I'd never seen her do that.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, there's only two hits down. You can't call that.
Yeah,
the crowd's complaining about it.
Yeah, I didn't see if the official was waving her flag.
Yep.
So they promptly hit it into the net, and Indians get the serve back.
Ball don't lie.
So Indians lead 12-5, and it will be Bridget Homan. And again, we're looking for service points again. Played out of the back row. They're setting it up for the right side. Bridget plays it out of the back. Kennedy bumps it across. They're setting it up for, ooh, looked like they're going to do a back set that came across, and we did not handle it. Came just across the net, and we bumped it out of bounds. It's 12-6 now. Indians lead down to 6. And Flyers go back to serve again. And that one is wide. She served from the right side, put it up on the left side, about halfway down the court, and it is 13-6 Indians, and Carly Niekamp will go back to serve. 13-6 Indians leading right now. And played out of the back row. They're getting it up to the front. They bump it, but they bumped it about 5 feet too deep, and it is 14-6 Indians with all the momentum going right now.
She about made that in the basketball hoop.
Yes, she just about did. It was right at it.
Yeah.
So looks like we're going to have a Flyer timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Wayne IGA will be open from 10 to 2 on Memorial Day.
Welcome back to the Hangar, where the Indians lead 14-6. We're back after a Flyer timeout. They need to switch the momentum, and the Indians need to keep it rolling. Carly Niekamp will go back to serve again, and she just got us a service point. She'll go back. Indians lead 14-6, and that one is a tough shot, and it's come back. Oh, man, went right to the net, It was right in the middle of the net, and their hitters got to it before we did, and they put it down on our side, so it's 14-7. And the Homan from the back row, Heitkamp, and Bryn Wallman with a big hit, and it is off their blockers and down. Indians get the point, and it's 15-7. The lead goes back to 8, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. That was a knuckleball that dived. They play it from the left side. Homan plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up, and we hit it, and it goes off their hand and up in the air and back down. So it's 16-7, 9-point lead for the Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. That knuckleball serve, but it didn't get across the net. Again, high risk, high reward. But we didn't get the reward that time. 16-8 now. And looks like maybe Natalie Evers will go back to serve for the Lady Flyers. And played out of the back row by Deuce. Setting it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Off their blockers and to their left. And nobody else can play it. Indians break the serve. Right back, and Cameron Mullenkamp will serve now, 17-8. Cameron with a serve. They'll play it out of the back row, setting it up for the left side. Big hit over our blockers, through our blockers, and down in front of Cameron Mullenkamp. Flyers get the point back. I'm okay trading points when we're up 8. We just can't let them get any kind of run going. So 17-9, and Deuce, Heitkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp into their blockers and down at their feet. So the Indians, again, we're trading points, and that's in the Indians' favor. We're up 18-9, and Kenna Deuce will go back to serve. That's played out of the back row. They're going to set it up for the left side. Blocked again, played by the Flyers, and they just barely get played. Some confusion, and we get it back across to them. We're fighting it. We're going to get it back across. Homan bumps it across. She's at the left net and got it in the back right corner. Drops in there. Indians lead to 10 now. 19-9, and Kenna Deuce will go back to serve again. If we can get a couple in a row here, we can ice this game, I think, but don't get too confident. They get it to the front row. She hits it into the net. Comes back. One of the other players tried to get it over the net but could not. And it's now 20-9. 11-point lead for our Indians. And Kenna Deuce will go back to serve again. So that's that magic number of 20. And I feel pretty good about it right now, but just can't let up. They're setting it up. Back set for the right side. Deuce plays it. Gets it to Homan. She smacks it. They're struggling to try to get it across. They do get it across. Kennedy plays it, setting it up for, that was Carly Niekamp with a big kill. That was a nice, nice shot by Carly. And down on their side, 21-9. And Kenna Deuce goes back to serve again. She has, I believe, 3 straight service points here. Back right, a real critical point. And the Indians, they tried to put it in the campfire, but we got it played. They're playing out of the back row, going to the right side, and just barely in on the far on the outside at the back end. And so the Flyers do break the serve. Indians still lead by 11, 21-10, and it's libero Ava Unrest back to serve for the Flyers. Deuce plays it out of the back, setting it up for Homan. And off their blockers and down off their back row hitter, trying to make a play but could not. And the Indians lead now 22-10. It looks like Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve, see if she can get 3 quick points for us, and we'll tie up this match at 1 set apiece. But that's not a given yet. It's looking good, but I like our odds, but it isn't done yet. So Kennedy Mullenkamp, that was one of those drop knuckleballs that the libero did get her hand on.
Come on.
But it only went about 3 feet in the air, and none of the other players could get to it. 23-10, another Flyer timeout. Let's take a break, and we'll come back in just a short second here.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Welcome back to the hangar, where the Indians lead 23-10 in the second set here. We lost the first set 25-19, went back and forth in that one. We got up, we had a nice service run, got up 7-8 points, and been kind of trading points with them since then. And right now we're up 13 points, 23-13. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a chance for another service point. She has one. She needs two more, and we'll have this set in our pocket. That one is a tough one, but they get it, setting it up for the center. Indians play it, and it goes off the top of the net and drops down on their side. There's a second hit trying to get it to the front, but it was overhit, but hit the top of the net and rolled down on their side. This is set point right here for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 24-10. And that one is dropped, but they had somebody playing there. And that one is a long shot out the back end, and it is game. Indians 25-10. That was a kind of a shellacking, and I'm going to bet the next two sets will not be like that.
No, they won't.
So Indians lost the first one 25-19, come back and win the second one 25-10. We'll be back with set number three after a few messages here from our sponsors.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island. Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't gonna save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Welcome back to the hangar, where our Indians are taking on the Lady Flyers. One set apiece for the Flyers and the Indians. The Flyers took the first set 25-19. Indians came back and basically dominated somehow the second set 25-10. That was fun to watch, wasn't it, Brody?
It was. Yeah, it started off hot and just kept going with it.
Yeah, I think we were trading points at three or four. Then we got, I can't remember who it was. I believe that was Cameron Mullenkamp, maybe.
Yeah, Cameron started.
Then she started getting service points. She got six or seven in a row, I think.
Yep.
And then we traded points after that and then pulled away from them. So it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for the Indians to start off set number three. Played in the back row, very high. They're going to have to hit it from the 10-foot line. Deuce plays it in at the back and up to the front. Bryn Willman with a big hit off their blockers and down through their blockers on their side. Indians lead 1-0.
Is that the campfire you're talking about?
Yep. Yep. And that is Kayla's serve again, played out of the back row and off our blockers. And the back row could not get to it to save it. So that's point Flyers. We're tied at one. Set number three here, played out of the back row by Homan. She hits it sideways for some reason, not exactly what she wanted to do. So the Flyers now lead 2-1.
Pretty sure it's supposed to go over the net, right?
Yeah, supposed to. Or at least up towards somebody else, not to the fans. That one went to the fans. She plays this one very well. Brent set up for Bryn. And that one's going into the stands off of Kennedy Mullenkamp, I believe. And it is 3-1 Flyers. And Eckstein, Maya Eckstein, will go back to serve again. Flyers now lead 3-1. We can't let them get that big service run. Deuce plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up. Kennedy taps it across. They'll be setting it up for the right side. And our blockers get it. And it's going to go back to that was Cameron Mullenkamp, yeah. I believe, with a big smash there. And the kill, so it's 3-2, and Cameron will go back to serve. Flyers 3, Indians 2. Cameron, let's see if we can get a bunch in a row again. Played out of the back row, they're going to back set it, and Indians block it back to the Flyers. They're going to have to roll shot it over. Played out of the back row, Heitkamp sets up Bryn, and Flyers save it, and back to our side. We kind of rolled in across the net into us, and we bumped it back down on their side, and it is 3-3, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. Flyers bump it across on the second one. Caught us off guard. We did get a handle on it, but we were not able to make the play. So it is 4-3 Flyers, and it's going to be Natalie Evers back to serve for the Flyers. Setting it up for Bryn again. And that is going toward the fans off of one of the Flyer ladies in the back row. 4-4. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve. We just need that good run like we had last set, Brody.
Yep. It's trading points right now.
Yep. And it played by the back row. They're back setting it for the right side. We bump it across on the second, and they're not quite ready for it. Their back row can't handle it, and it was off of Sophia Fleck's hands, rolled over into the front row of the stands. Indians now lead 5-4. Can adduce again. Tough serve, that knuckleball serve. They cleared the net by an inch or two. They can't handle it, and goes into the Flyer bench. Indians lead 6-4. Kenna Deuce again. They play this one. They're going to set it up. And the Indians block it. And it is 7-3. Kenna Deuce with another service point. That's three or four. I believe that's four straight points for the Indians, maybe.
Yeah, I think four.
And Kenna Deuce back to serve again. That one's a tough one.
Ceiling.
They do play it, but goes up, bounces around the rafters a little, comes back down, and they can't play it. And it is 8-4. Now they're going to put a sub in there for somebody else in the back row. They're going to put Brooke Evers in place of Sophia Fleck in the back row. Kind of deuce. It's played up near the net, and too close to the net. The Flyers couldn't make a play, and it's 9-4. man, I'm liking this. We do need this run. And that set us up really well about this point in the second set to take control. Canaduce hits it a little too far. So the Flyers do break the serve. It is 9-5, and it will be Grace Muller going back to serve for the Flyers. Deuce plays it out of the back row, sets it up for Carly, and she puts it a little too far on the outside on the Flyers' right side. It's 9-6, lead down to 3. And Muller serves it again. We're playing it, and it'll be Holman. They are getting it to their front row, kind of roll shot it across. Cameron with a great save to get it up to the front. Holman bumps it over. They set it up on the left side, and it is long. A big hit by number 28, Chloe Ronnebaum, and it goes just a couple of inches long out of bounds, and it is 10-6 Indians, lead back to 4, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve.
I have no
idea. Excuse me, Kennedy Mullenkamp.
28 gets so high up.
Yeah.
She's really short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very athletic family. That one goes down for the Indians. I believe that's maybe even an ace serve there for Kennedy. And it is 11-6. Her dad was a really good basketball player back 25 years ago or so. Her brother was a pretty good basketball player a year or two ago. The two girls are both very good athletes, and they love the game.
Yeah.
And they practice. They know what it takes. Volley back and forth. I'm not not keeping up with the action, but this is pretty good volley. It'll be Holman bumping it over for the Indians. They're going to back set it for the right side. And it's down in front of Kennedy Mullenkamp. And it'll be 11-7. Indians still lead. And the Flyers, Ava Unrest going back to serve again for the Flyers. Indians lead at 4. Let's break the serve here. Unrest. Played by Holman, and it goes basically right at the up official.
Yeah, he's not on our team.
Yep, wasn't played well. It shouldn't have been hard to get it up there, but we didn't get it up to where we need to. 11-8 now, and we need to break the serve here. 11-8. Kenna Deuce plays it. Kennedy way up in the air. Deuce bumps it across. They're playing it for the right side. Played out of the back row. Heitkamp going to set it, bumps it across, and I believe it was a lift. Yep, a lift by the Flyers. Caught him off guard on that, and when Heitkamp bumped that across on her, what should have been a set, caught him completely off guard. They did get a hand on it, but they lifted it. And point Indians, 12-8, and Holman serves it. Going to set it for the left side. Big hit.
I think 13.
Yep. Yep, that's Maya Eckstein, and off of Kennedy, that was almost unplayable. So it's 12-9, and it will be Chloe Ronnebaum coming in to serve for the Lady Flyers. And Kennedy plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it. Kennedy bumps it across, and the Flyers are a little out of sorts, but they're getting there, gets it back across. Kennedy sets it for Cameron, and that's hit hard, saved by the Flyers. Hit really hard. Ooh, they said it was just in. It was right at the official's feet. From where I was, there's somebody in between. I thought it was out of bounds, but there was a player in between.
It was in.
Was it?
Okay.
Good. So, 2-point lead for the Indians. Ronnebaum serves again. Carly Niekamp with a big hit, but it goes about a foot too long. And the Flyers are making a little comeback here. It is Ronnebaum serving again. She's got 2 or 3 service points here, bringing them back from a 12-8 deficit. It's 12-11. And it's played out of the middle and never got more than about 3 or 4 feet off the ground. And we're tied at 12. The 4-point lead just disappeared. We have to stop it. Ronnebaum back to serve again. And Deuce plays it up to the front row. Carly tips it across, and they're going to say that we must have been in the net, stepped on the net. I'm not exactly sure what.
I have no idea.
But that's a point for the Flyers and a timeout for the Indians. Flyers lead 13-12. Back in just a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the hangar where the Indians were leading 12-8 and now trail 13-2. Chloe Ronnebaum with some very nice service points. Indians struggling. I didn't see anything particularly tough about her serves.
No.
But we're not handling them well. I don't know if it's placement. I don't know exactly what it is. It doesn't seem like it's that knuckleball diving serve that a lot of players around here have. But it's in this case, it's been effective. Five straight points for them, and she's going. Ronnebaum is going to go back to serve again. As I mentioned, Indians were ahead 12-8, and now trail 13-12. That one's played out of the back by Kennedy. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. Blocked by the Flyers. We block it back over to them. They're going to roll shot it over. Kennedy's setting it up to the front. And it was a monstrous kill by Cameron Mullenkamp. Wow. That was something else. Down on the Flyer side. We're tied at 13. And looks like Carly Niekamp's going to go back and serve for our Lady Indians. See if she can get us another good run going here and put us back in a more comfortable position here. I was okay when we were up four, but that went away. Flyers play it. Going to hit it hard and off our blocker and off our second player into the stands. And the Flyers back in the lead, 14-13. And it's going to be Sophia Fleck coming in to serve. She was in earlier. I'm not sure she served any, but she was in earlier. Back in to serve. Kenna Deuce plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. Flyers play it. They're setting it up for their left side. We block it. They tip it into the back, and it is out on the side. Tied at 14, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. See if she can get us some points here.
She usually does.
Yes, she does. It's that high risk, high reward. That knuckleball, they struggle with it, but they're playing it. They're going to get it across, and it's long. Hit a little too far, so service point for Kayla, and Indians lead by one, 15-14.
What?
So it looks like they're going to
get
the little mop out and in Fort Recovery, I believe it's B&D Contracting, but there's just a Flyer mop.
Yeah.
So they don't have a mayor sponsoring their mop.
No.
We do.
Yeah.
So it's 15-14 Indians. Kayla Heitkamp's going to go back after the sweat's wiped up off the floor. Kayla's serve. Played in the back row. Going to set it back set for the right side. Played by the Indians. Pretty good save. Mullenkamp puts it across. Back sets for nobody there.
Yep, that
little miscommunication there. That's a nice back set. Would have been really, really good to put one down. But all of her big hitters were on the other side of her. 16-14 now. Indians lead by two. Kayla comes back to serve again. They play it again out of the back row. Big hit through our blockers and down inbounds with plenty to spare. 16-15, Indians lead down to one. And it looks like it's going to be Maya Eckstein back to serve for the Lady Flyers. They trail by one here in set number three. And Homan plays it. Deuce, Kennedy's going to have to roll shot it over. Flyers are going to back set it and put it down, but it is. I thought maybe it was out of bounds. She called it in. So look, it's yellow lines, and we're across the floor, and it's a little tough to see. And the official is 5 feet from it. So we're tied at 16, and Eckstein will serve again. Played it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Willman. That's played by the Flyers. They're going to roll shot it across, blocked by the Indians. They're going to bump it to the left side, through past our blockers. We are playing it. Willman with a big hit. And it's played by the Flyers. They'll go to our back row and miss hit by Bridget Homan. And the Flyers lead 17-16.
Looked like it was going out, too.
Yep, might have been. You can't let it go, but you have to play it better than that. She was just turned the wrong way. And that's a nice serve played by the Indians. And hit way wide by the Indians and out of bounds. The Flyers score two in a row here and lead 18-16. And we're going to get the Flyer mops out again.
Different one this time.
Yep. So where we are, first set, Indians lost 25-19, won the second one 25-10. And this set, we were up 16-15. They scored three straight. Flyers lead 18-16. Play it out of the back row. Heitkamp back sets it for Cameron. She puts it down in the campfire. Everybody was standing around there. It went right in the middle of them. And the Indians will get to serve. Cameron with a kill. And she's going to go back and serve. Indians down a point. Played out of the back row. They're going to back set it for the right side. Wow. Big hit, but it is far outside. Went way wide. We're tied at 18. And Cameron will serve again. That one is long.
Ooh. Yeah, can't
Flyers get the serve back, and they lead by a point. So we're getting close to that 20, but it's if either team gets there, they'll only be leading by one or two, but 20s, they call it the magic number. And they got there on that one, went to Cameron, and she did not play it well at all, hit it down into the floor. So the Flyers get to 20 first. It's 20-18, and serving again. And a little miscommunication. Cameron and Kenna were both there, and neither one of them made a good play on it. They both kind of went at it, then backed off and went shooting out of bounds. Indians are down three, and the Indians taking a timeout. We need to play. We've had a couple of plays now that we've misplayed several here in the last 4 or 5 points. Cameron misplayed that one. Should have played that a little better.
Yeah.
Bridget misplayed one earlier. That has to get cleaned up. And we had you get a minute for the timeout. We were back and out on the floor in less than 30 seconds. So I'm sure he just said, "Girls, we can do this. Yeah. Just
clean it up.
Just get concentrating a little bit better."
Yeah.
So now it'll be Natalie Evers back to serve again for the Lady Flyers. They lead by three. Deuce plays it. Heitkamp's going to set it.
Oh, yeah.
Got a double hit on Heitkamp. That almost never happens. She is always well under control. 22-18. We were tied at 18, I believe. That one goes into that, a gift from the Flyers.
Yep.
We needed that. So Kenna Deuce will go back to serve. 22-19, Flyers in the lead. Kenna Deuce needs another good set of service points. And off the hands of the back row and backwards out of bounds. That was Sophia Fleck. And so it's 22-20. Kenna Deuce.
Gotta have this one.
Yep. Another service point. And that's all. It's Fleck again. There it's going to the front row. And Deuce tried to get to it. Tried to save it in that corner. Could not. It's now 23-20. And can't see the numbers at. Can't see who's serving for the Flyers, but it's played by the Indians. And big hit by Carlene Ekamp, blocked by the Flyers. Back down on our side. This is set point. for the Lady Flyers.
Great.
24-20.
Grace Muller serving.
Okay. Yep. Grace Muller. And it is played by the Indians up to the front row. One of our players was, it was set up for our front row player. She went down, and they haven't put the point on the board.
They
yep.
Should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 25-20. Yeah. So the Flyers take set number two and now lead.
Set three.
Yeah, set three. Yeah, sorry. They now lead 2-1, and we'll go to set number three in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back right after this from our sponsors.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE Appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Stroll's open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. American Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. American Lanes will be closed on Labor Day.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back to the hangar. We're going to set number four. Flyers with two sets, Indians with one. Flyers won the first set 25-19. Indians won the second set in dominant fashion 25-10. And then the Flyers come back and win the third set 25-20. So Indians were fighting with them for a while, stayed right there with them. And then the Flyers got at a critical point. I think it was 18-18. They got four straight points and took control, and the Indians struggled since then. And as we mentioned toward the end of that third set, that the Indians misplayed a few things in the last third of that third set. So we need to clean up a few things. I think we can play with them very well, but we can't make those mistakes. Some of them were just simple mistakes. Flyers serve first, and there's another one.
Yeah, there's a...
Went to Holman and went right off her hand sideways. It shouldn't have been too tough, although it did look like it moved a little bit. But you have to keep your eyes on it. It's coming right at her. That is Maya Eckstein. Flyers lead 1-0 here. That one is... Oh, I thought it was plenty long, but they called it in, and I think it was in. It might have knuckleballed down there a little bit.
Yeah, it was,
and stayed in.
Might have stayed a little bit inside the line.
Yep.
I think. Yeah.
2-0 Flyers. Eckstein again on the serve. And that's a short one. Kennedy to Heitkamp, setting it up for Cameron. And the Flyers play it, save it. They're going to have to hit it across on this one, a roll shot. Dews sets it up for Heitkamp, who sets it up for Cameron, who hits it long out of bounds. 3-0 Flyers.
she got her spikes got to go more down. I mean,
yeah.
She's been floating out of bounds a couple times now.
Yep. Just hit it a little sooner than she wanted, I think, is what they say when it flies like that. 3-0 Flyers. Homan to Heitkamp. Homan will roll shot it across into the blocker right in the center of the court and down on the Indian side. Timeout Indians, we're down 4-0. I don't have much to say, so we're going to take a timeout. We're going to take a little commercial break, let you hear from sponsors that help us bring these games to you. Back in just a second.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to the hangar where our Indians are trailing 4-0 early in this fourth set. Flyers lead 2-1, and momentum right now is all on the Flyers' side. We've made a couple of mistakes, and they've made some really nice hits. And so we need to break this. Eckstein back to serve again. Mullenkamp, Cameron gets it to Heitkamp, back to Cameron, over for the Flyers. They'll bring it to the left side, blocked by the Indians. They're going to set it to the center, and they hit it into the net, and the Indians finally break Eckstein's serve. It's 4-1, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. We need a good run out of her. She's had a few of them tonight and this season, so this would be a great time to put a bunch together. That's played toughly, very poorly almost out of the back row. It was a little long, and she was able to get her hand on it and move it forward, but nowhere near any of your other players. So it's 4-2, and Kayla has a service point here in set number 4. And that one is played out of the back row and hit across to us, trying to get it to the front. And Flyers get it to us. We hit it back across. We block their big hit. It's rolling around. Never did get across the net for the Flyers, and it's 4-3. And here comes Kayla with some more momentum shift for our Indians. We've scored 3 straight now. She has 2 service points, and she's going back to serve again. They struggled out with her serves out of the back row. They hijack it in the front row to try to get there, and they get it back to our back row, and we can't get it under control. So that one, it was going to be a tough one for their back row, and their front row girl stepped back and hijacked it and made a nice play, and they get the point. 5-3 Flyers. They're setting it up for their left side. It comes right into our blockers and down on our side. So it is 6-3 Flyers leading. And looks like Natalie Evers back serving. Homan, she bumps, tried to get it to the front row, bumps it across. Flyers get it back across to us. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. They block it back to our side. They need to get it across on this one. I think that was 4 hits, yep. And so they hit it into us. We got it kind of their back row, and they had trouble getting it under control to get it where they could make a good play. So Cameron Mullenkamp will serve for us, down 2. And they play it, but almost sat there and watched it hit the floor. We get it to them. They get it to us. We're going to they tried to tip it back across on the third hit, just hit the top of the net and rolled back on their side. So that's a service point for Cameron. And it is 6-5 Flyers. And Cameron will go back to serve again. Let's get this momentum shifted. That one is played okay, but they set it up and hit it way out of bounds on the right and probably too long. Tied at 6, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. She has a couple of service points here. That one is played by the Flyers. They're going to back set it into their for their big hitter, and she puts it into our block and down on the Indian side. That was Grace Muller with a nice, nice hit. And she'll go back to serve now for the Lady Flyers, leading 7-6. Dews bumps it to the front row. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn Wellman, who puts it down on the Flyer side. So it'll be 7-7, and it will be Kenna Dews going back to serve for the Indians. That is to their back row, and they promptly put it straight to their left.
About one of those.
Yeah, three more rows, and it hit me in the leg. So Indians lead 8-7. Kenna Dews with a service point and going back to do it again. An ace serve, and they're setting it up again for the right side, and it is wide out of bounds from the right side at the net to our Indians cross court and out of bounds, and it is 9-7. Kenna Dews will serve again, and that one is to the back row, and they hit it under the net. Those, everybody's having a little trouble with the serves. Now, we have a couple of girls, and that was one that will kind of knuckleball a little bit. But we struggled with some of theirs that didn't seem to knuckleball very much. Anyway, that's Kenna Dews with one. That's just about 3 inches long. So that'll put the Flyers back into the serving position. It'll be Ava Unrast, and it is 10-8 Indians. Unrast will serve. Dews plays it. Back to Carly, then Dews bumps it across. The libero gets it, and gets to Cameron in the back row, went straight up in the air. I believe it hit a rafter and came straight back down, and we weren't able to play it. 10-9, Indians lead down to one. Unrest, the libero will serve again. Dews to Heitkamp, and Homan with a big hit, they play it. And they have a big hit played out into the back row. Dews to Kennedy Mullenkamp. And they're playing it out of the back row.
Ow.
And from their right side at the net to across the court and a little wide. So Indians go back to a two-point lead, 11-9. We need to win this set. We are down 2-1.
Yep.
And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp who's tying her shoe right now. She's going to go back to serve. Indians lead by two. See if she can get us a run of service points and open up a nice lead and get the control. That one's a short serve. They barely play it. Going to roll it across. Dews plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. That just didn't either didn't get across. I think the official said it didn't get across.
Yeah. So
looked like maybe one of their Flyer players played it out of the net. But so it is 11-10. They're serving, and it'll be Carly with a big hit off their blockers back across the net to our side, but too wide. Point for the Indians, and we lead by 2-12-10, and it will be Bridget Homan back to serve for the Lady Indians. Set number four. We need to win this one. Libero plays it. Goes to their right side, big hit off our blockers and down on our side, 12-11. Actually, it went out of bounds on our side.
Yeah. If it hits our blockers and goes out, is that their point? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I believe so. Sophia Fleck back to serve for the Flyers. Kennedy sets it up, and Cameron with a big hit. Flyers play it left side. Serves it or smacks it into the net, tried to make a big kill and came about 3 or 4 inches short of getting it over the net. So 13-11, Indians lead back to two. We're trading points with them. At least we're ahead. Yep. I want to get a little ahead. Carly Niekamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Back row, set up for the left side. Big hit just inside. Just inbounds at the back end, and it is 13-12. So, like I said, we're trading points with them. We need to get that serve back. Maya Eckstein back to serve for the Flyers. Indians lead 13-12. Eckstein serve, played by Homan. Heitkamp sets it for Bryn. Great save by the Lady Flyers, and they're going to get it across. Oh. And Cameron with a nice hit, but it goes straight up, hits the light, and comes straight back down. We're tied at 13. And Eckstein goes back to try to get the lead for the Flyers. Indians need to clean a few things up here and get the momentum back. Holman to Heitkamp. Cameron with a nice kill puts it down on the Flyers' side, well inbounds. And it is Indians 14, Flyers 13. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve again. She hasn't had a big run this set. She's had several decent runs in the other three sets. That one's a knuckleball, but they play it. And left side, big hit. We did not touch it. It goes out of bounds. And it is Indians 15, Flyers 13. Kayla with another service point. Need to get a few more in a row here. We're up two. Kayla serves it. Played by the Flyers in the back row. They try to tip it over. It just hits the top of the net and rolls over. Indians playing it. And Cameron with a big hit and off their blocker. And another player who barely was able to touch it, but it went straight sideways. Indians lead back up to three now. Haven't been there for a while. They're switching back and forth from 1-2, 1-2. Then we got behind. Now we're back ahead, 16-13. They play it out of the back row. And actually, oh man, it came to our side. We hit it over. They hit it back. And we could not get anybody to the ball to get it back across. Man,
Kayla hit it. Nobody was in her spot.
Yep. So it's Indians lead down to two. Kayla sets it up for Bryn. And they roll shot it across. Kayla will set it up again for Cameron off their blocker. And back to the back row. And Holman plays it out of the back row. Kennedy will bump it across. Playing for the left side. And just a big, sharp hit across court. And just inbounds. 16-15, Indians lead down to one, and it is Natalie Evers back to serve. Holman plays it. Heitkamp gets it set. They bump it to the back. We bump it to the back row. They're setting it for the right side, and it is wide out of bounds. Indians lead 17-15, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve for our Indians. Set number four, we lead by two, need this one. They're setting it up for the center, and Indians play it and get it back across, and it'll be set up for the right side. Indians block it, setting it up for the left side, going to just tip it across our blockers. We put it across on the second hit. They're playing it. They're going to try it. They're going to try to dump it behind us. We play it. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big hit, played out of the back row, setting it up for the left side. Cameron gets it, and Kayla bumped it across on the second shot, took him off guard, and they lifted it, and the Indians lead back to three, and Cameron goes back to serve again. Cameron with a hit, but it just does not clear the net, just missed by a couple of inches. 18-16, Indians lead down to two. And it looks like it will be Grace Moeller going back to serve for the Lady Flyers. Deuce plays it out of the back row. And a little bit of confusion by the Indians, but we get it across. They're going to play it for the right side. And they hit it into the net. 19-16, Indians. We're about ready to get to that magic 20 here, Brody.
Yeah.
I hope we can get there.
First to 20 wins.
Almost all the time. And so it is Deuce back to serve for the Lady Indians. They get it across, and they bump it to us. Where Deuce is going to play it out at the 10-foot line, and sets it up for Holman, who hits it about 20 feet out of bounds.
I don't know if she was trying to hit it out of bounds.
She was trying to hit it hard, and she sure did that.
Yeah, home run.
I think got somebody in the fourth row kind of off guard, and they returned the favor and hit it into the net. So we did get to the magic 20.
Yeah, we did.
They gave that one to us. It is 2017 Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. Flyers lead two sets to one. But Indians right now at least looking pretty good for the set number four. Flyers with a nice hit into our blockers and down on our side. So Indians lead down to two. We did get to 21st, but that isn't 25. We need to get there. And
here comes
gonna
the
be an
bomb.
Official timeout for when Kennedy went down there.
Yeah. She didn't really have to dive for that ball either.
No. Nope.
Sorry, on the ground.
Do a little mopping there, and so yep. We need to play these last points, however many it is, clean, and don't have any mistakes. Don't have any looking at each other. Everybody, go get. Cover your position and play it clean. So we'll have several girls in the back row.
We got more sweat.
Yeah, looks like he's getting the towel out now and asking for the towel, and the official is calling for the mop.
This reminds me of when Cale Ramble used to take the mop out and sweep up the sweat. You remember that?
Yep. Yeah, best player on the floor. And
people love that.
He did everything.
Yeah, he did.
Only thing he didn't do is sell popcorn. And he would have if they'd had the popcorn stand there. And the serve is to Kennedy. She'll play it. Heitkamp's setting it up for Kennedy. Jeez. Kennedy down almost in front of their back row. They get a hand on it, but it never got more than 6 inches off the floor. So Indians lead 21-18, back to 3. And it will be Bridget Homan back to serve for the Indians. See if she can serve us out here.
I think we got a new ball in.
Yep. And oh, man, into the net. Just did not clear it. That high risk, high reward. We got the risk part down there.
Yep,
did not get the reward. So 21-19, Indians in the lead. And it will be number 15, Sophia Fleck, back to serve again for the Flyers. That's going way long. Not way long. I thought it was going to be way long. It was a foot long. So the Indians get the serve back, and it'll be Carly Niekamp. Indians 22, Flyers 19. We need to finish this off. Do not let them get back in it. Carly Niekamp serve, played in the back row. They're fighting with it. They get it, bump it across to us, and we tip it to them. They get it back to our front row. We get it to Cameron Mullenkamp with a brutal smash off the hand of one of the blockers and hits the curtain, which would be the back wall, except the curtain's hiding the bleachers back there. 23-19, and Carly will go back to serve again. And that is played by the Flyers. It'll be the center, and they put it down in front of Carly. It's 23-20. Can't let them get that momentum back. It is Maya Eckstein going back to serve for the Flyers. And she's had some, I'm not keeping track of it, but she's had some pretty nice serve points tonight. But we have to play it clean. 23-20 Indians. Homan, Heitkamp, Cameron.
There it is.
Off of their player again. I believe it was the same player and same result.
So.
Goes
yeah.
back to the curtain. And it is 24-20. And it will be, looks like Kayla Heitkamp, yep, going back to serve, set point, 24-20, Indians.
There it is.
Good serve. They play it. They weren't playing it well, but we're getting it bumped up to our front row, and Cameron hits it well, but they play it, and they're going to hit it hard down in front of Kennedy's. It's 24-21. We cannot let them get back in it. This is set point for us. I believe this is Chloe Ronnebaum, and we've struggled with her serves. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. Almost got down on their side. They set it up. Get it to Deuce. Gets it. We get it to the Flyers' side. They're fighting. Pulled one out of the stands. Deuce sets it up for Kennedy. Kennedy puts it, almost got in the campfire. They're going to play it. And Homan out of the back row to Heitkamp. And they tipped it. We tipped it. And we got two. Man, that was a rally like crazy. We're going to take a timeout. It's 24-22. We'll take a timeout with them. Indians lead by 2. But the Flyers have come back with, I believe, 3 straight points. Be back in just a minute.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back to the hangar where this is a barn burner.
Yeah.
Flyers lead 2-1. Set number 4, Indians lead 24-22. But the Flyers have scored 2 or 3 straight points on us. They are not going down easy. There was some wild saves in that last rally. The Flyers saved one basically standing in the on the bench. This is coming to Indians.
Oh man.
They hit it to us. We put it, tried to get it to the front row, yep. Went over. They hit it down, but we hit it back up, and then we let it drop on our side. Down to 1 point. We need to get this point. And that goes into the net, and they give us the set. Wow. Set point, 25-23. And the Indians come away with set number 4. We're going to go to set number 5 in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back after we hear from our sponsors.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a 4-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to the hangar where the Indians and Flyers are tied at 2 sets apiece. Serve goes over to the Indians. We set it up and hit it out of bounds long. So Flyers lead 1-0 here in the fifth and final set. This one goes to 15 points. So it's been a long time since we did that, and I wasn't even thinking about that. But Flyers, we get it back across to the Flyers. Flyers set it up to the front row, tip it across, and we hit a double hit. And it is Flyers 2, Indians 0. And it is Maya Eckstein back to serve again for the Lady Flyers. They started off this way in the last set, but we came back. Kennedy handles it. We put it over on the second one. They'll tip it over. We're fighting with it, and we do get it across three out-of-control hits, but we did get it over, but they put it right. A big kill by, I believe that was Natalie Evers, and the Indians are going to take a timeout. 3-0 Flyers, fifth and final set, and it goes to 15. So, Brody, not a good start for our Indians in this set, especially only going to 15, because when it was 15 points in the last set, I think we were still behind.
Yeah.
We definitely weren't way up on them. So we need to, I think that was a really wise timeout, get themselves settled down. If you're going to 25, maybe you don't call it that quick, but if it gets to 4 or 5, we're done.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, Coach's been doing a really good job with timeouts, I think.
Feels
the momentum and calls it how it is. So.
Yes. So Maya Eckstein will go back to serve again. 3-0 Flyers, fifth and deciding set here in our first MAC contest. We want to be in first place at the end of tonight. Kennedy takes the serve, and it's going to be Cameron, and she pops it over all of their players into that back corner, and it is now 3-1. Nice play by Cameron, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for the Indians. Indians get it across, but they did not do well on that one, I guess we'll call it. Flyers with the point, and they'll go back to serve. It's going to be, is that Ronnebaum again, I believe?
I have no idea.
Yep. And Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. She slips a little bit, but she gets it across. They'll bump it to our back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron, and it is blocked at the net by their big blockers. Cameron got a hand on it, but nobody else could get to it. And it is 5-1 Flyers. And that is Natalie Evers back to serve for the Flyers. I couldn't tell if it's 20 or 28. It is 20. Natalie Evers that served that last one. And it is 5-1. I think they got that where Cameron slipped a little bit. I think they got that cleaned up. Heitkamp will set it for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and the Flyers can't handle it. Down on their side, it is 5-2. Time to roll here. Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Let's get her another good set of points here. That one is played near the net. They're going to fly. And, said it was in. I couldn't tell. It was far side. Thought it could have been out, but it is in. 6-2 Flyers. That was a big hit for the Lady Flyers.
Yep.
And it'll be Evers back to serve again. And that is that knuckleball down in front of two of our players. It was down in front of Cameron and Kenna. It is 7-2. We can't be down 5 points. Have a long way to go. We're struggling.
No.
And that was a double hit. And it's another timeout. We're down 6 now, 8-2. Travis has taken a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too, and be back in just a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Welcome back to the hangar where our Indians are trailing 8-2. Here in set number 5, only going to 15. We have to get 13 before they get 7. That is a tall task. We need to get a roll like they have going now. We need to break their serve and then start a nice roll of our own. That has to happen. And it is, I believe, Natalie Evers back to serve again for the Lady Flyers.
Moeller.
Oh, is it Moeller?
Yeah.
Okay. And we get it to Deuce. She hits it backwards. That's one of those things we talked about earlier. We had some problems in that stretch of that third, I think it was, set. And we had misplays, and we just can't do that. It's 9-2 now. And that one is played by Homan. And then we get it across on the second hit. They're bringing it to us. Off our blockers and down, and it is 10-2. Girls, you got to get it going here.
She is killing us.
Man.
God. I think she has all their points.
Yep.
And another one.
Deuce hits it sort of backwards, but we're able to play it. Deuce will bump it across. They're setting it up for their left side. Big hit. And past our blockers and out of bounds. Off our blockers. Backwards. And it is 11-2.
Yeah, that's what Marion does in every sport.
Yep.
And gets a lead. And
yep.
Momentum, and then you can't do anything about it.
And it's volleyball especially is momentum.
Yeah.
And that one is a gift. Hits it even the lower part of the net. So it's 11-3. Kenna, time to make up for that little miss hit and get about at least 5 service points.
Well, we
played
need 12.
From the back row. They're going to they pound it to our blockers who block it back to them down on their side, and it's 11-4. We finally getting the service point here. Need to get several here. More, Kenna, more. That is a rocket shot played. They're coming to their left side. And a nice save by Kenna in the back row. Homan, they're getting it to their front row. They tip it across over our blockers. We're setting it up for the left side. Homan roll shots it over. Then it's their blockers, or their hitter into our blockers and off our blockers backwards. 12-4, Indians. We did get a couple of points, but that is not how it needs to be. Ava Unrest will be the server now for the Flyers. That was a very short one and just barely caught by Kennedy. They're playing it now, and Deuce gets it up into the rafters. Heitkamp plays it. Homan gets it. They're playing it. A roll shot over. Deuce gets it up to the front row. Homan. No, that was Carly Niekamp with a big hit. And down on their side. And that was really, really, really needed. A kill for Carly. And Kennedy will go back to serve now.
Need 10 straight now.
Yes, we do. They have 12. We're only going to 15. And played by their back row. They're struggling a little bit, but they roll shot it across. We play it out of the back row. Heitkamp to Homan. They block it back to our side. Heitkamp will set it for, I think that was Homan again.
Yeah, it was.
And they're going to get it to their left side off of our blockers. Kennedy puts it back up. Heitkamp. Kennedy will hit it from the back row. It's back over to the Flyers. They're going to put a big hit. And they hit it to our blockers. It comes down. We get it back to the back row and back across. They get it to us. We're struggling, but we're going to get it across here.
Get over.
Yes, just across. Cameron Mullenkamp played it one step short of the bleachers and a roll shot over her head, and it hit the top of the net and fell down on the Flyers' side. Huge momentum shift, I hope.
Wow.
Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now that one's played not well, but is played. Flyers into our blockers. We're going to get it back up into the front row, and they're going to hit it to their big blockers. And oh, that one is cross court. Deuce let it go, and it was inbounds. 13-6. So they are 2 points away. Mm-hmm. We cannot let them get another point. Then we'll need 16. So it is played by Homan. She hits it promptly straight right, and it is match point. 14-6, excuse me. And it is played in the back row. Kennedy to Heitkamp. She'll set up Carly, and it is hit into the net. And the final one is 15-6 in set number 3. Indians gave them a big battle, dominated in set number 2, but got dominated in set number 5. So final is Flyers 3 sets, Indians 2, We'll be back after a couple of messages from our sponsors.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Welcome back to the hangar where the Indians in a gigantic barn burner come away with a 3-2 set loss. So the Flyers take the first set 25-19. Indians dominated in the second set 25-10. Back and forth in the third set with the Flyers kind of walking away at the end 25-20. And the Indians come back with a nice comeback about the last third of the set number four and win set number four 25-23, and then Indians got off to a terrible start. I believe it was 4-0, 3-0 we called a timeout.
Yeah.
And then might have been 6-1 or something, I don't know, but we were in trouble from the start. I don't think we ever got more than 2 points in a row and come away with a 15-6 loss to the Flyers. So
yeah.
Brody, what do you think on you got any thoughts on?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good fun game. Really good test against Marion, obviously. To take them to five is really impressive. But I thought it was a great game. I thought they played great.
Yes. I think both teams did. There were some places where neither team handled the serve very well.
Yep.
There were a number of places, though, on our side, especially two or three times in that last set, where we misplayed the ball. We just plain misplayed it. We did that a couple of other times earlier in the previous four sets, but we misplayed several balls when it really mattered.
Yep.
And just kind of, we never broke their momentum. They had the momentum from the first serve and gave us a good old what for in the last set. So I'm going to go over what we have coming up tomorrow. We're having football at Urbana. We will bring you that on Fort Recovery Radio, and that'll be a 6:40 pregame show start. And then on Saturday, it'll be volleyball at Arcanum, 10 a.m. JV start, so 11:30, something like that for the varsity game. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available, although I don't believe they have audio with it. Then next week, Tuesday, volleyball, we host Jay County. That's a 6 o'clock JV start, a half hour later than normal. That's Indiana's start time. So even though it's a home game, we're starting on their start time. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, of course, and they'll have their audio with the NFHS video. And that's going to be student appreciation night.
Yep.
Then Thursday, the Lady Indians will host Parkway. That'll also be a WPGW simulcast with NFHS video. Friday, football hosting Coldwater. That's Little Indians cheer night. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Our audio will be on the NFHS video. Pre-game show at 6:40. And there are a lot of irons in the fire still. Almost 10 days away, I guess 8 days away now from that. But there's a lot of things going on with the winning thing that there's going to be things to honor him and do some things. So just stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio and watch the school website or the school Facebook page and see what all is going on. But no matter what it is, you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good time, and I think there's going to be some extra special stuff after the game. And then Saturday, a week from this Saturday, we'll be playing volleyball at Tri-Village. That'll be a 10 a.m. JV start, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So for Brody Bargie, we appreciate everybody listening, We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll be back tomorrow night.
Yep.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort and Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the sports department of Fort and Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortandRecoveryRadio.com.